an excerpt from Gravity and Grace by Simone Weil, first published in French in 1947, first English edition published in 1952, translated by Emma Crawford and Marion Vonderer. Monotony is the most beautiful or the most atrocious thing. The most beautiful if it is a reflection of eternity. The most atrocious if it is the sign of an unvarying perpetuity. It is time surpassed or time sterilized. The circle is the symbol of monotony, which is beautiful. The swinging of a pendulum of monotony, which is atrocious. Monotony is the most beautiful or the most atrocious thing. The most beautiful if it is a reflection of eternity. The most atrocious if it is the sign of an unvarying perpetuity. It is time surpassed or time sterilized. The circle is the symbol of monotony, which is beautiful. The swinging of a pendulum of monotony, which is atrocious. Very different than Mary Oliver yesterday. I'm not sure why I was drawn to this book this morning, but I plucked it off my shelf and sat down and started flicking through the pages. And this is from the Mysticism of Work chapter, which is actually the last in the book. And when my eyes fell upon monotony is the most beautiful or the most atrocious thing, if you can hear noises in the background, it's Libby at her little computer screen booping mice in the nighttime. All right, reeling it back in. Monotony is the most beautiful or the most atrocious thing. And it reminded me of the routines and rituals of creatives across time and space, and that self-hypnotism that can go into making and producing creative bodies of work, and how critical that monotony can be of rising at the same time, doing the morning routine at the same time, sitting down at the desk at the same time. I think about Nick Cave, who wears a suit and sits down at his typewriter at the same time every day to show up for the gods or the muses or the universe, or at its most base, the ideas, to show up for the ideas, to let them know that they're there. And on the other side, monotony is atrocious. It can be incredibly boring and taxing and mind-numbing and tedious when it's not a thing that we want to be doing. Which one do you exist in right now? I think I'm in straddling both worlds. There are parts of my day that are monotonous in a beautiful way, and other parts that feel more atrocious. And as I gear up into the production phase of writing, I want to try to find more monotony as beauty rather than monotony as atrociousness. There's a better word there, but I'm not reaching for it right now. Apologies. So that's where I am today. Quick aside, went out last night to water the plants, tried a few blackberries. They're so sweet this year. If you are in the GTA and you desire blackberries, they're still quite red right now. There's only a few that are ripening. But if you want fresh blackberries, I will keep you abreast of the blackberry situation in the backyard. In the meantime, even though clouds are gracing the sky, please put on your SPF and you know the drill. Drink your water, aim for an extra glass or two. Be kind to yourselves, especially in this heat. We can get cranky with ourselves, and be kind to each other. I mean, that goes without saying, right? Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another day. I really appreciate that you spend your 5 minutes with me. And I love you all so very much. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.